Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to this episode of the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. Episode number 218 on deck. We had a line that wouldn't unmute and the button was sticking, so who knows what was going on inside the studio before we got here, but in any case, the line is open, so everybody will be able to hear Brian through the course of the episode. Brian is here, as we just alluded to. Excited to have Eddie Chick along for the episode. Danny Ogden, I got a message from Kurt Brinkman. His schedule has opened up, so at the bottom of the hour, we will be catching up with him. Saw some fun information online. George Highnote is expecting a baby girl, so congratulations to him. It's Facebook official, so I assume that it's safe to bring this topic up. Happy birthday to Katie Marie, Josh's lovely girlfriend last week. And then Brian's mom has, right now, all points suggesting she's going to get home tomorrow.
Tomorrow is what I heard today. I called earlier and she was doing a breathing treatment, so I'm going to call again after this. And last week was a pretty tough week. I really would have rather been here. Wouldn't wish that on anybody. That was tough, but we'll help from God. We'll help from a great staff and a great surgeon. My mom's got a second chance. And I made a post. It was a heartfelt post on Facebook. Hopefully some people take it to heart and do what they can to help themselves out.
Got to get off the ciggies.
They do. They do.
So we, without further ado, we've got Eddie Chick joining us here right now. Eddie on the line. Eddie, man, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. We finally got some pretty weather around here.
What's pretty weather for this time of year? So that means that by the end of the week, you'll be able to start on the Capital City Carnage car.
Well, I'm bringing my Blizzard Bash car.
Nice. That'll work out just fine, right?
I hope so. I've still got a lot of confidence in it.
That's fine. Eddie picked up a win in the 80s class back in Topeka over there for Blizzard Bash, and you showed all them young kids how it was done. We're going to ask this question a couple times through the course of the episode to the drivers that we catch up with tonight, but building off of that and finally breaking through with a little bit of good luck in Topeka, is momentum in Demolition Derby a real thing? Does that play into building confidence and giving you new faith in what you can do, even though you've been doing it for so long, going into Capital City Carnage here in just about 2 weeks? The full circle thing, you'd had success outside of Topeka. It was just the gremlins wouldn't leave you alone when you got into the Landon Arena at the Kansas Expo Center. So, I mean, what's that do to you mentally as well? You know, you can win every place but there.
You've been doing this for a couple of years now, and you've kind of seen the tide sway, you know, from the lighter belt stuff to the heavier belt stuff. I mean, as a derby guy that's been around, what do you prefer?
I've tried to stick with the mods.
Yeah.
That's That's the surprising answer. A little bit, kind of what you said. You know, the longer we go, even Brian's brought this up himself, that you get so far along to the point where, you know what, I don't want to spend that much time building a car, and I don't want to take hits that make my teeth rattle.
Yeah, it does make your teeth rattle. I'm liable to get my teeth rattled in a couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens.
Do you feel like you're going with additional attention on you now that you have the success at Blizzard Bash?
Yeah, I hope that luck follows me.
Well, I don't think anybody wouldn't wish that. You know, coming off of a win on a big stage like Blizzard Bash, you want the luck to stay with you. In terms of putting that car back together, what did you have to do to get that car back in one piece?
You know, there really wasn't that much torque on it. I had a flat tire, and I put some repair plates on it and bent the back end on up a little bit. Other than that, I did some knickknacks to it. Nothing major. It's pretty much ready.
That's cool.
Modified class that we're going to be going up against here. Kyle Brown, Devin Bolio, Dustin Pack, Kurt Brinkman, Dylan Kunkel, Cole Markley, Jerry Lyerly, Eric Floyd, Jake Hawk, Brad Tice, Chad Markley, Matt Tice, Torrey Hyde, and Mike Schmidt. All scheduled to go in my class out there.
Dan Orton and under one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's some good names on there, so...
Well, it's going to. If everybody brings the cars from Blizzard Bash last year, it's going to look like a Blizzard Bash feature. Right. You know, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Last year, I mean, the mod heat at Capital City Carnage was insane. I mean, there was some great still pictures taken. Danny Orr had somebody pinned up on a wall, tipped over. Matt Tice went up getting heavy hitter, I believe, or finished second. I can't remember.
Second Mad Dog, I believe.
And, he was laying some shots. I mean, that was probably the hardest hitting heat overall of the weekend. Those guys definitely, they said going just like we were at Blizzard Bashing. And it was,
yeah, I like the fact that nobody's lamenting the turnout for this because, you know, kind of as we alluded to, people are on to other builds and cars were torn up, whatever. So we're looking at a shorter field.
Yeah.
I like it, though, because there's so much more room.
Yep.
Right.
so to speak, you know what I'm saying? There's more. You can maneuver around the traffic there.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, when it's thinned out, like Jerry Lyerly with Crazy Iowans last year, he was a force to be reckoned with.
Coming.
Yep, Matt Tice, Brad Tice, they're bringing cars back. I assume that they're going to be the same Cadillacs that they ran before that are still, yes, very, very, very healthy cars with fix-it plates.
I thought I read that somewhere that he was entering.
So he should do pretty well as well. Also,
I think that may be the only class that has any spots left open, and I think that maxes out at 20 or something. I'm not sure.
You're pretty close on that.
I know.
You know, all those classes built up really well. The two man thing, that's going to be kind of wild to watch.
Yeah, two heats of it.
When are you and Rob going to do that?
I don't know. We have to get in an argument of who's going to steer and who's hit the gas.
Yep, that's...
He'd be foreborn, and he'd be trying to hold on. and, you know, they're going to have that class of theirs is, wow, that's going to be really good, too.
Yeah, it's going to be, Josh... Now, Josh wanted me to ask you a couple questions. I got them written down here.
Did he call me old fart this time? I guess.
No, actually, he didn't. He pointed out that you haven't been driving as long as Rob, that Rob's got more seat time, but he wondered what the difference was between you and Rob because you drive harder than Rob does. To clarify, that was years old.
18 or 19 for me and 17 or so for him. I'm a little bit older than he is as well, so.
Not 1919, 1917. It's years old.
I even drove a Duster back in the 80s.
Wow.
it was pretty wild. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, it was a chain and bolt, you know. You chained everything
Yep.
Right.
So that was pretty neat to get to look back on that kind of stuff.
How'd that Chevelle do?
I think it did all right. I didn't win no money with it or nothing. I'll put it to you that way. I think I lost a radiator, and that six-bagger wouldn't pull it around too well when it got hot.
It's interesting. The other question that Josh wanted me to ask you, again, this is directly from Josh Decker. If there's any issues with these questions, contact Josh Decker.
You'll see that's
peak.
Yes, take it directly up with him. Is if it's coming down to one other driver that's on the track that you know that you have to go head to head with for a win, would you rather it be Trey or would you rather it be Rob?
Toss-up. Trey, I don't know. Trey's a little more aggressive than Rob. I couldn't answer that. But they're both tough.
Again, those
are both on the track, and then me, and we're all bad boys, so that's...
Right.
they're all kind of like, wow, them guys are really getting after each other. But it is fun getting on the track with them. I love them to death.
That actually brings me to the next question that I sort of had in line for you, was after you've done this for so long, and I imagine that at different intervals you've gone through dry spells or people have been out to get you, so the cars get ruined early in the course of it. Is Demolition Derby at this point still fun? I mean, with all the heavy builds and all the evolutions of the sport and everything, is it still fun for you? So, in terms of that question, is it still fun? If I had asked you that question November 1st, 2017, instead of here in February 2018, what would your answer have been then? Same thing? Drive.
I mean, yeah. I mean that's
yeah.
That was the thing.
No, I honestly think I would have told you the same thing. It is still fun for me.
You know, that's the thing. You know, like Rob or Eddie does. You know, he definitely uses the gas pedal a lot. You know, and it's cool when people tell you after a show, you know, even if you don't win, you know, hey, great hit or great show or great. I mean, that feels really good. You know, it makes it worth
it. Honestly, I think Rob is a little more conservative than me and Trey.
I'm watching. I'm watching Facebook. It's not lighting up yet, so apparently we haven't done anything wrong.
I haven't said anything wrong yet. No, I don't think. I'm hoping I'm answered, but I'm not used to doing this kind of stuff, so I think I'm doing pretty well, I guess.
I think.
Yeah, you're doing just
you're
fine.
Doing fine. I wouldn't worry about it at all.
So.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, I watched you guys last week, and your moms, they mean a lot to you because they raised you.
Yeah.
So you don't want nothing to happen. My dad's 71, and honestly, he hates derbies. He would love to junk all the stuff I have around here.
That's funny. My mom's. Yeah, my parents were definitely more into racing, but you know, like great parents, they both support me, and you know, I'm definitely a mama's boy. I mean, I can't deny it. I'm absolutely 100% a mama's boy, and it really affected me. But you know, every day she's gotten stronger, and it's good. And you know, God willing, knock on wood, everything's gonna turn out fine, and she'll be home tomorrow. So. But I really appreciate it, Eddie. It's, that's great to hear, man. I thank you for
that. Yeah, so. I'm glad she's doing better. I, you know, just like the little ones, yeah. I don't like to see anything happen to them either. The little guys, that's got to be rough on them when they go through stuff like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Me at 36, I had open heart surgery. And it was a mitral valve problem, and I had a hole in my atrium.
Yep.
So I was pretty fortunate that I could still drive demolition derby cars.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I was afraid they was going to tell me I couldn't drive it. Had I had a new valve, I would have had to quit.
Yeah.
And we were still running pretty much semi-stock cars at that point. Rob, you know, R&R shows, we run some of them, and Regina Markley shows, and they were all kind of a lighter build at that point. No cradles, none of that stuff. You took your car and you drove it. And it was really fun back then as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows like
that
are definitely cool.
I'm just hoping everybody has a good run this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got some pictures from Tegan's mom, Cora K.
Oh, cool.
He was doing homework and everything, and he was doing all right, which was good. Sure. You know the stickers.
Yeah.
I use his deal as a profile.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook deal, so that's kind of neat.
We'll have to get the cameras to
see him when he's sick like that.
We'll have to get the cameras to make sure they get some good shots, though, so, because I'm sure they'll be watching at home.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we'll have to make sure we get some good shots of Tegan stickers on the car.
That or they had a garage sale of derby shirts. They could go.
Yeah, we did get a lot of those.
I'm impressed by the forethought of the Demolition Derby community giving him sizes of medium, large, extra large. So he's good through his senior year of high school at this point. Yeah. He should never have to go school shopping again.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you see the picture of him wearing a Lance?
The community is really great. And I have quite a big Derby family myself. They're all just great. They keep me going, I think, sometimes.
We're talking about more than just the Bad Boys crew?
My wife and son, they put up with a lot because I spend a lot of time in the shop, and so I'm pretty pleased that they let me do what I do.
Yeah, it's when we.
It's not the first time we've heard that story.
Yeah, 2 years ago we got moved over to the opposite side of the arena, so now we can watch 117 right up close, and that's definitely an entertaining section right there. They really enjoy their gear being out there.
We didn't appreciate our placement.
Yep.
Right.
And then didn't you all move back over to the 117 area?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I come over and waved at you guys this last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our first year there, we were on that side. We didn't appreciate the proximity to 117. we got put in.
they're a little crazy sometimes.
It's our favorite part.
I think Saturday night's their best night anyway.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. You can just look at the number of empty seats.
Yeah, this year they even put down the extra set of stands that where you walk out to the.
Over there by us.
Yep.
Right.
They had them down as well. People were sitting.
That's the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I don't remember that happening before.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever putting it down.
So that's awesome. That's a bunch more people that are able to join us.
You know, you're talking about Blizzard Bash and all the people that are there now versus back then. You're talking about, you know, your family supporting you, and you're talking about your dad, how he wants to crush everything that you got laying around.
Yeah, he's always wanted to do that. $35
Which is... All that considered, you know, we asked about if it was even still fun, and we said yes, you know, dry spell notwithstanding and wind notwithstanding. Yeah. Did you ever envision being where you are right now? I mean, when you guys were destroying 64 Chevelles with six-cylinder engines in it, did you ever imagine that you'd be traveling the way that you are and being recognized the way that you are? Motor makes 100. Brian's motor makes 185 horsepower and was freshened in 1991. He didn't have to do anything to it this year because he never got the RPM over 2,000. He could still put the headlights back in the car when he was done.
No, I'll tell it. The headlights were definitely junk.
Those are good ones because you can keep running it for a while.
No, she's junk. My kid keeps saying, but Dad, the back end's straight. I said, bud, the front end's 4 foot in the air. We can't have nothing to do. Absolutely.
If it's got a good back end from the firewall back, I'll usually stub it if I can.
Not me. I'm going to.
A lot of work, so you got to try and get as many runs out of one as possible.
Yeah, I'm going to cut the motor and tranny out of it, take the rear end out, and it's going to make Toyotas or Mazdas or big hands or something.
Yeah,
it's gone.
You're right. Because sometimes you got to say, okay, enough's enough. I'm going to move on.
Yep. I got a fresh 75 two-door sitting there, and I'm gonna be getting a fresh Suicide. So I got enough. That's two fresh cars. I haven't had that in
a while. I asked you one a couple of years ago. I wanted $4,000 or $5,000 with it, and it never moved.
Yeah.
It was a mod car. It was kickers. It was pretty hard.
Yeah, my car's not gonna be like that. They'll both be junk. My bumper won't fall off. Ben's going to weld it on.
Well, I did a bunch of research when I finished that car. I got it from my brother, and I did a bunch of research on the old Wee crash.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of things, and my bumper stayed on, so I was pretty good. One broken bone joint.
Yeah, everybody says that the noses of them are tough, so I'm gonna find out, because I can usually junk stuff that's tough. So.
They're pretty good, even the stock rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to run. I mean, that's all I run is stock stuff. It's just, I don't...
Right. Like I say, a lot of our shows around here, our
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, them guys are they're coming out of the woodwork and building cars, and he's got a decent tech, and everybody trusts him, so he's got a good thing going for him.
That's cool.
Yes, I'm proud of him for having a good tech, and
that's
he,
a good show.
Clean.
That always helps keep a show going. Everybody's, you know.
Yes.
Everybody talks about the money, but it's always good when you show up and you know that you know it's going to be a fair night. And you know, one guy isn't
right.
Getting something over.
Yeah, well, see, Rob and I, we've always had we want to build our cars as close to the rules and still do a good car.
Yep.
But we don't have to cut on it all day when we get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Something
you said
there.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've touched on it before. I mean, you go to the big shows, like you go to a Bash for Cash or a Blizzard Bash, and you have to build to that extreme in the mod class in order to compete. You know, and like I said 100 times, I love watching it, but I wouldn't want to build it. So I stick with my stock stuff.
It's a lot of rolling water, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
And hours in the shop.
Yeah, no kidding.
I built a whole new cage. Didn't like the old cage I was running, so I built a whole new cage. Me and a buddy built all that, and we were pretty pleased with that car when we got done with it.
Absolutely, it was a good car.
And I got Robin in. They come down and give me a hand, and they're not too far. They're with about 10 miles from here, from where I live, so we're all pretty close.
That's cool.
We, you know, so it's kind of neat that we can help each other.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. You mentioned your brother, you mentioned your sister, your dad, the family, the Caddy Nation crew, the Bad Boys crew. We're getting to the halfway point. We got to make sure that we can catch up with Danny Ogden and I can talk with you for the whole hour. Is there anybody that you wanted to make mention of to help make sure that the car gets out there for Capital City? Sure.
You always got to appreciate your buddies. I don't have the buddies I used to have, but I got better ones.
That's awesome.
So Rob and I are lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat that.
I worked for his mother, and so we've always known each other. And Kelly, we've always been great friends, and I like to keep it that way.
Absolutely.
I hope I've answered Josh's questions good enough.
Yeah.
He hasn't messaged me anything to say that he had other questions, so I believe that he must be content, and I guess Rob isn't too upset, so we're in good shape.
No, I don't think he is. Yeah, I like Josh. I like picking at him a little bit, you know.
He's got thin skin. It's easy. Eddie, we appreciate that a ton, and it's always good having you on. I look forward to doing a couple of weeks. We'll have you back on, and we'll talk about your winter Blizzard Bash.
Right.
Or Capital City coverage.
I'll come and see you guys.
All right, sounds good to me. Stop up.
All right, thanks for having me on. You guys, I hope your mom's doing good now.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Eddie.
Yes, I hope she's immaculate when she gets out of there.
Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you guys take care. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right,
bye-bye. We'll see you. There goes Eddie Chick. Awesome dude. Good for the sport, and I messed up. I said after his win at Blizzard Bash, but hopefully we'll have him on in a couple weeks. We'll talk about his win after Capital City Carnage. We all know what we were talking about because that's what this whole show is going to basically be focused on is
Capital City Carnage
right there. March the 15th is heat draw, 7 and 10 o'clock. We're going to be online in some way, shape, or form. We're still talking about how it's all going to shake out for the heat draws show. It looks like we're going to be able to push through all of the channels at one time, which would be awesome. Because, I mean, talk about some blanket coverage. We'd be able to be on Derby Nation, Finger Lakes One, all that. It'd be all over the place. So we're still trying to make sure that that's going to work out the right way. We do get to travel light, though. It'd be the first time we've gone to Topeka without having to carry tripods. It'd be kind of sweet.
Not only that, we shouldn't carry anything. We'll throw it in Ben's truck, and him and Josh can carry it out, and you and I just walk out like superstars. We can see what it's like to feel like Josh Decker.
It's a great point. We'll table this for executive session after we're done. March 16th are the heats, the Lunar World heats, 1 through 10. There's going to be 10 cars in each of the top two advances. It's going to give us our first 20 cars in the main event, 7 o'clock start time. March the 17th is part of the doubleheader. 10 o'clock is the Lunar World Constellations. There's 5 scheduled there. They're going to take 2 each. That's going to give us our final 10. So 30 cars plan to take the track for the feature. The compact feature also on deck for that early session, 2,500 win there. 7 o'clock, there are 4 main events that are on the card. The 2 extreme two-man features, paying 2,500 win each. The modified feature that Eddie Chick is going to be in, we just talked to him, and then the Limited World Finals, paying $10,000, $5,000 Mad Dog Award. For additional information, jump online, capitalcitycarnage.com. The Fantasy League link is in the comments below the show post. So if you're looking at it on Facebook, just scroll down. You can see. I didn't look actually today. We were juggling a bunch of other stuff, and I forgot to look going in. Now that we're into the break, I don't dare forget where I am.
Okay.
Chaos in the Valley is coming up after that. That's our next big focus. After we get wrapped up in Topeka at the Capital City Carnage, we're going to go to Chaos in the Valley, the spring show, April the 21st at the Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock. Showtime is 5 o'clock. Weld stock and compact classes, each paying a minimum of $2,000 out. These shows dominate the Shenandoah Valley. They basically bookend the season. It is a huge show in the beginning. Candace just messaged me. Thank you, Candace. The mod show is going to be in the morning also to make room for the two-man extreme classes that were added later in the day. Thank you, Candace. I got your note. So, again, that's going to be adjusted, the mod class, moving to the morning session on the doubleheader. Back to Chaos in the Valley. The fall date, which is even bigger than that, Saturday, October the 20th, is the fall date for Chaos in the Valley. Again, Shenandoah County Fairgrounds, showtime 5 o'clock. Huge build. I mean, they're Bash for Cash cars on steroids, which is how they call stock down there. It's unbelievable. Such a fun show to go to. Monster payouts as well. This all goes to benefit Townsville Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook.com/Chaos in the Valley. So that one is in April. From there, we're going to go to May. There's the info on May. Two-man team show. It's basically full at this point for May Mania. It's going to be at Spirit of 46 Arena at Salt Lake City Park. It's the home of the Utah State Fair. Stern Dirt Racing hosting May Mania, the two-man team show May 18th and 19th. After that, the next big thing for Stern Dirt Racing, online sterndirtracing.com, is the Wasatch Wipeout. That is returning to Heber City, Utah. It's on the schedule for the 27th and 28th of July. Dig this, $90,000 in prize money. $25,000 for first place. First through last in the feature gets $1,000. $5,000 Mad Dog Award. Farm trucks, front wheel drives, passengers, $4,500 each of those divisions in payout. So not too bad of a payday there. And then after we get back from May Mania, we'll have to turn our attention to Bash for Cash. The Near It Big Rock $11,000 kicker class is going to be open to new and old iron this year, and that is basically filled up at this point. They're pretty well set on that field. There's a new old iron bonus on deck, extra $3,000 on the line if it can be won by an old iron. The highest finishing old iron gets an extra $1,500 if the event is won by a metric, so that's pretty cool. The Turn Back the Clock class, presented by Derby Tees, same thing, but the reversal, the metric bonus, if it's won by a metric car, they get a $3,000 bonus, or the highest placing metric will get $1,500 if it's won by an old iron. $10,000 to win DEC Headers Compact class, on deck as well, Frank the Tank Old School Wire class, which is always the show of the weekend, full-size trucks, youth compacts, compact trucks. They still have openings, $75 to enter. 80s wire class and street stocks are full. So we're going to come back from Ohio. You'll be happy to know, Sirius has turned back on in the van. I got it turned on so we can listen to hair metal the whole way out to Ohio and back. June the 2nd, Road Rage Entertainment is going to be taking over the early spring show at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point. Everything basically at this point is sold out. Compact teams, truck teams. There might be an errant V8 spot left if you really beg, borrow, and steal to get it. But the team bracket's completely jacked at this point. It's full up. And then they've got the one and duns as well for full size V8 junk runner compacts. It's $1,000 to win guaranteed in each of those one and duns. GMW Motorsports with Ed Brewster. He's coming up to do an RC Derby that day. The Kids Zone. There's going to be Power Wheels. All the kids that enter for the Power Wheels are getting a helmet. It's going to have decals on the helmet that go along with the show. There's the Kids Zone with a play area. They can go do coloring contests. They can do play games and stuff. There's responsible adults, which are obviously not Demolition Derby drivers, who are going to be there to watch the kids. If they get bored, that way you still get to see the whole show. Awesome, awesome setup up there. You can jump online and find out more about Road Rage Entertainment. Facebook.com/Road Rage Enter. Jason Sherman ran out of characters on that one, so it's Road Rage Enter. You can find out more about it on Facebook. And rounding this out, which would be basically 2 weeks after the Road Rage show, June 16th is the Spinning Wheels Productions Mini Meltdown, presented by Jeffy's Fab Farm. It's the Otsuka County Fairgrounds in Morris, New York. 4,000 win compacts, 4,000, 2,000, and 1,000 in the top three. The field's full. That's it. Nobody else can get in. If you want to watch it, you got to go to the stands, you got to go in the pits, but you can't be running a car. $4,000 to win, and then that giant $7,000, $8,000 purse for it when you factor in the $1,000 Mad Dog. The one and done classes are 500 to win plus 75% of the entries, economy V8, limited wheels V8, full-size trucks, compact trucks. More information about it online, spinningwheelsproductions.com. They were working on some of their not-for-profit stuff today for Sanfilippo. They've been busy making sure that all of their stuff is in line because Sanfilippo is shaping up to be huge this year as well. And we thought it was big last year. So I anticipate it being absolutely gigantic. So I'm going to turn this into the very able hands of Brian for a moment while we get Danny Ogden on the phone. Again, Candace, I got your update there. Again, the two-man extreme classes and the limited world feature as part of the evening program at Capital City Carnage.
The mod car
has moved up to the morning session.
With the mini meltdown, I actually talked to Jeremy last week. There is spots open in the other classes other than the compact. Come on out Father's Day weekend. I mean, what better excuse to get out of the house and wreck some cars? So come on out and join us down there. I've already entered. I'm going to be running a... whatever the stock class is.
Hey, Danny, let me put you in. It's Chris.
Can be taking a car down there, so hopefully get some guys from around the area and bump into each other.
Guy on the phone right now made a name for himself over the summer running compact cars out in Utah. Mm-hmm. And now Danny Ogden is going to be coming all the way over the Rockies to come and take part at Capital City Carnage, which I think is awesome, Danny. We got a couple photos in the comments underneath the show post where Danny went across the track and backed into the passenger doors, just about flipped the guy that he was running into. Danny drives like a shark. His eyes roll in the back of his head. He just goes and hits whatever's in front of him. So he's going to fit in perfect in Topeka.
Oh, absolutely.
Danny, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. And thanks for the
call. Yeah, man, for sure. You excited about Capital City Carnage or what? Well, you're going to be around some new people. You're probably going to go out there and you're going to make a bunch of friends early in the weekend and then a bunch of enemies towards the end of the weekend. Just with your driving style, you've watched the videos and done the research and got prepared for the atmosphere. It's a different size track, a different type arena compared to what you're used to in Utah. How do you think you're going to acclimate? The problem is after the first couple hits, how do we know that you're not going to junk your car?
They'll probably get junk. That's my driving style.
You know, to come that far to be a Topeka rookie, what would it mean to you to make that feature? I mean, you got 100 cars that are entered. There's only going to be 30 of them that are on the track for that main event, and if you play your cards right, you could be walking out of there with some Mad Dog honors. In terms of the build style and what you're getting yourself into with a limited weld type car, Where are you right now in your progress, and how's it compare to what you're used to in Utah? Have you gone through and bought a lot of that extra stuff just for this one run, or is this something that you're going to plan on trying to use on a more regular basis? I know sometimes we get some oddball car choices out there in Utah, regardless of the rules. What have you got for a car?
I'm taking a 97 Lincoln.
Fits right in.
Fits right in, and that's what I do in Utah.
Can I ask you what you know?
Did you give any consideration to leaving the trunk unwelded on your trip out and sticking aluminum in the back of it for the ride over so that you had two cars to run at Topeka? Yeah. It was more of a joke, but I appreciate your answer. I think you're going to be hooked no matter what happens.
Oh, I've been derbying anyway. I've been driving for 20 years now.
20 years is a long time to be doing anything, you know? It's the one thing that I'm interested in your response to is your reaction to pulling out of the tunnel and into the arena, because where you run in Utah with the Golden Spike and some of the big tracks that we've been to in Salt Lake, there's already a tunnel. The pits are already dark. So when you pull out and you come into the big lights, the crowd is packed and it's on top of you, just like it is in Topeka, only it's open air. And you can see the Rocky Mountains behind you. Some of the most spectacular sights we've ever seen in Demolition Derby. Now, you're going to have a lid on the place, and it's going to be a hockey arena, but I'm interested to see how that compares and how big the butterflies get when you pull out on the track. Is this as much a barometer run as it is a fun run? And I hate to go there because Josh loves to use this term, the bucket list type thing. Sure, everybody wants the chance to pull into the arena in Topeka and be part of Capital City Carnage or Blizzard Bash. You have to do it one time. But at the same time, this serves a little bit of a barometer for you to see where you stack up. Yes. Whoever's listening needs to make that happen. That's you will not be disappointed. You'll have a lot to fix, but you will not be disappointed. Can you imagine Danny coming to run someplace like Morris?
That'd be cool.
Wheel days. I mean, it would be pretty cool. Danny would fit in pretty well out here, too.
Oh, yeah.
What about the combat side of things? Are you messing around with those at all this year, or did you go back to big cars? And did
like one of the highlights of it because I didn't spend any time, I didn't care if I won, didn't do anything, I just wanted to go crash a car because I was there.
And you got, did you get two runs out of that car or just one?
Just one.
Just one. But it was fun to watch. That one run.
It was fun.
Not a lot of cars you talk about.
And you didn't think they were going to hurt as bad?
No, I thought they were going to give a little bit more, but they just compact and they don't move.
You were telling me that. Brian's had that conversation as well, that the mini cars, they almost hurt more than the big cars.
They build up speed.
I'm kind of out of my theory about driving trucks. I've been thinking about building a truck, and that means just doing the back of the knee of the driving Imperials.
So that those heavy builds, I mean, I like I said, I like watching them, but I don't want them in the inside because if the car doesn't bend, then something's got to, and it's going to be the soft, squishy part behind the steering wheel, and I'm not about that. I'd rather have the car give than me give, but that's how I feel.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, we've definitely, I mean, with the compacts, they build up speed so much quicker. I mean, there's not as much horsepower to spin the tires. It's going right to the, it's going to moving, and then it, you know, they come across an arena pretty quick, and
they do. And like I did, I just put mine in reverse and used the trunk. You got all the room. They smash it up. I just put it in reverse and go.
Yep. Yeah, I've definitely seen some pretty intense hits in compact, and I mean, again, they're fun to watch, but man, I drove one once, and I drove it like it was a 67 Imperial. I don't think I would have broke a taillight if it had been on there. It was just forward all night long, and I wasn't going to back that thing up, but it was fun. Yeah, that passenger heat, that's kind of crazy too, but it'll be fun to watch.
Fun.
Definitely fun to watch. Chris, what's going on?
Everybody thinks I was just going to put the gas in the foot on the floor of the gas here. They kind of get some strategy working out well.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely different. I mean, that's, I had seen the passenger derbies before. But then, like, the duel where one person controls one thing and the other controls the other, that's pretty neat. I mean, to be successful, you really have to work well as a team.
Yeah, you do. Like, I got to work. When I was having trouble steering, I just ended up putting the
truck
car where I wanted it, and it was just
forward
and reverse.
That'll work.
That's Ben and Josh can relate.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Man, that's a long time. That's May Mania, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, May Mania. We're both driving there.
Are you going to go to Wasatch as well?
I'm probably not going to be able to make that one. A lot of it depends on how Topeka turns out. But I just kind of put the, you can't do too many derbies if we're going to Kansas.
Understandable.
Awesome. So hopefully I'll be there.
Sterner's got a nice schedule coming together. Well, I'm sure we'll bump into you out there, Maymania, and then at some point past that, even if it's Halloween Havoc, we'll catch up with you out there. SternDirtRacing.com if you want the full schedule. Danny, is there anybody that you want to make mention of? I know your awesome wife and your brother give you a ton of support. Your sister-in-law, they give you a ton of support in terms of making this thing happen. They're helping you get out there to Kansas and be part of that. Is there anybody else that you want to make mention of? Well, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. We look forward to catching up with you in a couple weeks when we all get out to Utah. We'll be looking forward to it, and we wish you the best of luck. Safe travels, man.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Danny. There goes Danny Ogden. We're going to shift gears quick. I got a message that said Kurt was going to be available, so we're going to pull him up on the phone. I was juggling. We had a roof sign that a gentleman had ordered, and he was concerned about its whereabouts because he's had a number of neighbors who are also in the Demolition Derby that see his larger packages show up with Demolition Derby parts show up and they're just left on his porch and they take them. So his concern was that his roof sign had been stolen and they were going to strip it and put their own decals on it. But I was double checking my own.
Kind of like dickish.
It's theft. And it's also a pretty major problem because until the proper owner takes ownership of it, it's property of the U.S. Post Service.
Federal.
Yeah, it gets serious. Quick. Huh. You can catch them.
Not for nothing. You said you saw it in a couple weeks. I think you met Capital City Carnage in a couple weeks in Topeka.
Yes, but before you know it, Maymania's going to be there too.
Oh, goodness.
So I've been able to confuse Capital City Carnage with Blizzard Bash and Maymania so far in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good. First days are always smooth.
Absolutely. How was school today?
It was good today. It was real good. It was good.
Relaxed.
I feel okay. Good. I feel... We have 4 weeks, 3 days, and about 5 hours before spring break.
Sweet.
For what it's worth. So Kurt, it's Chris. Can I put you in?
2 weeks after Capital City Carnage.
Yep. Yeah, we got a conference day that I could get a little bit of trouble for. But we're not going to talk about that. Kurt Brinkman is on the line. Kurt, man, appreciate you coming on the show. We are focused tonight talking about the mod classes and getting into Capital City Carnage. I know you've been busy today. I appreciate you making some time for us, man. Congratulations on the win at Winter Slam. Building from that to Capital City Carnage, the same question that we pitched to Eddie Chick a little bit earlier is momentum a real thing in Demolition Derby, and how important is it to go into Capital City Carnage having a little bit of confidence in your equipment and a little bit of a momentum on your side? Well, that car wasn't hurt, and you've got the opportunity now to do a little bit more to it. Did you put any more plates or wire on the car to get it ready for the advertised mod class at Capital City Carnage?
Yeah, we have some plates. So we got one horn did bend a little bit, so we got that straightened out a little bit and get some plates on it out. Hopefully it holds up good.
The time from Halloween until New Year's Day for you is pretty intense between getting the car wrapped up and the travel that goes along with trying to participate in Blizzard Bash and then getting the cars ready for Winter Slam. Winter Slam is still a weld class and it's also a fresh cars only, so you have to get another car together. How tough is juggling the build schedule on top of running the business? Did you learn anything? Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, I learned a lot during the build, and I wish maybe I would have rolled a little bit harder than I did, but it worked out. 35 cars out there, I figured it'd take you a little bit.
Well, I mean, it worked out. You you had to withstand a hammer. Brett Nelson was earning every bit of Mad Dog, and you were, you know, some people can criticize the drive all they want. I didn't see anything wrong with what was happening on track. You guys were battling it out. You were being strategic. You weren't putting yourself in a bad position. We've talked 1,000 times. You don't want to be the reason why you don't finish first place. And you were laying hard hits, but it's a product of going head-to-head with a car that's equally as hard. Some of the shots when you went nose-to-nose with Brett, you could see your body shudder. I mean, how hard were those hits when you were making those impacts at Winter Slam?
It didn't feel crazy in the car, but, I mean, we wanted to do some bigger ones, but Brett can build a heck of a car. If we would have done any bigger ones, I don't think y'all come on
the road. Right, yeah, you had to stay close to them. Don't give them any room. Then you worked that backwards to Blizzard Bash, where all the hits looked like they just knocked the contacts out of your eyes. Now you're going to the mod class. So what's where do we go from here? I mean, it only seems like it's gonna get harder and more intense as we go. Matched up against some of the names that had the most attention coming out of Blizzard Bash in the mod class. What are your expectations? I mean, obviously everybody's going to go in there with saying, hey, I'm out there to win it. What are your expectations out there? Is it going to be something that's fast-paced because everybody's got the same cannon, or are you going to have the opportunity to hang back a little bit and take advantage of a congested track? Yeah.
If there's only that many cars, I think it's going to be real fast-paced. Everyone's going to have to hold on a little bit.
Well, I got to say that that's kind of what we're counting on.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to hear that news or not, but that's kind of what we're hoping for.
We're fans of the hold on.
The travel to Topeka, and we ran this by Eddie as well. Did you ever imagine that you'd be at a point where you're making regular trips twice a year to Topeka to compete inside a hockey arena where all eyes are on the two biggest derbies of the year?
Never in my 15 years of derby have I ever thought that.
It's crazy how it's grown.
You know, you had some bad luck at Blizzard Bash. You turn around and you pick up that win, and now you've got some confidence in it. Had the build with the Ford not gone the way that it did, would you still be making the trip to Topeka?
For Capital City, I don't know if I would.
Yeah. See, that's interesting. It's weird how that little bit of confidence can change mm-hmm. can change the landscape of everything. 90% of the game's half mental.
Oh, absolutely. Or three quarters.
He just got it.
it's a thing. I mean, as a driver standpoint, I mean, a lot of us have been there where, you know, you don't have good luck and things go against you, and you're just like, what am I doing? Then to have something good happen, you know, it definitely changes your outlook. And I mean, it's like that with any motorsport. I mean, when a driver is, you know, feeling good about themselves, obviously it improves the on track performance. It improves, you know, what you're doing to get ready for the on-track performance. And, you know, it's you know, winning a big show like Kurt did, I mean, it's, you know, it definitely, I'm sure, has helped to get him more pumped up for going back to Topeka.
And in terms of Topeka, as we said earlier, there's a couple names that look like they're missing from the list at this point with people that are planning on being a late entry. It's nothing against those guys. They just haven't got their entries in for whatever reason. Looks like we're going to pick up Daniel Ort and pick up Tommy Stark, which is going to add two more hammers to a field full of hammers. So it's going to be
very good drivers list.
Yeah, it's fun. It's, we sort of ran this by Danny Ogden too. Is you know, after you come off a win like what you picked up in a new car at Winter Slam, you turn around and take a car that was fraught with some gremlins. Does this now give you a little bit more of a? Does this serve as a barometer run? Does this kind of give you a better perspective of where you're at in terms of the heavy build stuff? Because I mean, you're perfectly capable. You're a good driver. You've had success before, but at the same time, you're out there with some of the names that had the most attention on them coming out of Blizzard Bash, and now you're back out there with them again. Is this a barometer run?
Yeah, for the most part.
out and compete against them.
But at the same time, I mean, Kurt's got a reputation. There's other people sitting home and saying, well, I'm going out there against big names and including him in the same list as he's including everybody else in.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. I mean, that's the way you look at it. I mean, it's, you know, when you go to some place like Topeka, you know, pretty much that's the best of the best. I mean, these guys are, you know, pretty much all the best of where they come from. But now they're going against the best of, you know, the next area and the best of the next state. And that's what's so cool about these big shows, you know. And I've said it 100 times, is I would love to see more guys from the East Coast go out and run, you know, the East go out and run these shows in the Midwest. I'd like to see the guys from the Midwest come back and run, you know, like Blizzard or Bash for Cash. You know, that's really what I'm hoping starts happening in Derby. And I mean, I know there's a lot of traveling and it's not cheap, but I mean, I just think that would really, you know, help to grow that much more, to get, you know, guys from, you know, the best guys from Ohio, get the best guys from Minnesota, the best guys from Iowa, the best guys from Kansas. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, what we're all hoping for. And there's a lot of that in you know, Topeka when you go out there and run. I wish it would, you know, guys would come back this way. So that would be cool.
You ever give any consider to coming to the east side of the country? Come and try Utah, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia? Or Ohio, sorry.
Absolutely.
To get from Bando's place or from Darren Brown's place to here, I think it was like 16 hours.
I thought it was a lot of
time. Yeah, so it's a long time to tow a car.
Yeah. Bando's towed Ohio before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you got to go home with it too. It was not the best.
No,
not the best.
It was a good weekend.
Don't follow his model for that. But now that they're allowing the old iron in both of the classes at Bash for Cash, I think that some of those guys might be more inclined to come and try to make
awesome.
The tow. I think it'd be. I'm really looking forward to Bash for Cash in terms of having those two worlds combined in mm-hmm. both Turn Back the Clock and the Kicker class. That's going to be a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, definitely. But Capital City Cards is going to be huge first. Interesting to see how everything comes together out there. There's a lot of names in the limited wealth that weren't there last year, so that's going to be interesting. The mod class has got a lot of great drivers, great builders. All the classes, you know. I mean, you read down through and it's, you know, you've heard of a lot of the guys and girls. In every class. So looking forward to what 2 weeks away. Derby season is definitely, you know, we're about to be a month deep into derby season and it's only March. So it's pretty cool. We're definitely, you know, making some leaps and some bounds. It's a good time.
Do you travel much to watch? Or if you're going to a derby, bringing a car?
Usually if I'm going to a derby, I probably just bring a car.
Yeah. Something that you're going to do again next year?
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Didn't even think about it. I like that answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Once you get it, just keep going back, even if you have crappy luck, because it's hard to try and get back in there.
Yeah, once you're on the inside, don't ever let it go.
And I think also, as you keep going back, I think the more you go, the more you learn, and it makes you better. even if you don't have the success that you want there, somewhat, if you can build that style car when you go home, you're going to learn so much more,
mm-hmm.
you know, by running against the best and seeing how the best do it. And it's, you know, definitely, you know, we talked a million times about that's how you improve. You run against the best and you see how the best do it.
There's no easy road in Topeka, and the mod class certainly isn't going to be one of the easy ones. Kurt Brinkman is going to be in action in that. After that, before we get the Blizzard Bash in between there, what are you going to be doing in terms of your home season, Kurt?
I got a couple pre-ran things that I can film for
awesome. We're getting right to the top of our time here. Is there anything that we missed that we wanted to hit on as you get ready to go to Topeka? We're counting on that. Before we do let you go, though, I know there's a lot of people that help get that car together. You talked about relying on some buddies to get your Blizzard Bash car together. Anybody that you want to make mention of here before we part ways for the night? True.
Brandon Johnson, he helped me a lot with both cars, my Blizzard Bash one and my Winter Slam one. Nick Richardson, he did a lot on my Blizzard Bash one. He got fourth in Winter Slam. Anyone and everyone that's been in the shop, I guess.
Well, we wish you the best of luck finishing the cars up. Safe travels getting to Topeka, and we'll catch up with you down there, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you later. Kurt Brinkman. I'm glad he got free.
Yeah. Good talk.
Cool dude. So, before we get out of here, we gotta fix this.
No.
I'm pretty sure that last Thursday, on the 31st lap, I put up the bumper that said 31st lap on it right there. Started a phone interview. Went through the whole interview. Hung up the phone and never put the new dude's name up. I don't think I ever put his name up on. We had Chad Trout on with a sprint car, 410 guy from down in Pennsylvania. He runs Lincoln and Williams Grove, which is some pretty deep water for 410s, you know, on a weekly basis. And I still don't think that I put his name up, but he had fun. It was cool.
You go back and watch your show and check it out.
Because I don't want to be right. if I never looked, then it was up all the time. one more thing I want to hit. Oh, this weekend. Any Demolition Derby cars that are in various states of disrepair, you are welcome to come be part of the Hall of Wreckers at Finger Lakes Speed World at Finger Lakes Mall. Set up is Friday after 6. Bad Boys Buggy will be available from Bass Pro to help tow you into position. We've got an entire room to ourselves. It's the same room where the RC Derby is going to be. It's the same room where they're going to have the Power Wheels races. Not Derby yet. We're still working on them. We'll warm them up to that. But the Hall of Wreckers is going to be something that is dedicated to this huge motorsports show, where motorsports in all walks and iteration take over the Finger Lakes Mall, which is where our local Bass Pro is. We've got a big camper store that's in that, and then there's a bunch of other storefronts that are available periodically, and they fill them full of race cars. There's snowmobiles, there's dirt bikes, there's asphalt modifieds, dirt modifieds. Weedsport Speedway is going to be part of it. Lando Legends Raceway, which used to be Canandaigua Motorsports Park, is going to be center court. Patriot Sprint Tour is going to be there. There's a bunch of 360s, a couple 305s, dirt sportsman cars. Pat Ward's 86 show car is going to be there, which won a couple races. And one of Jim Champagne's original cars is going to be there. The original offset super modified that he built in like 75 and was still raced up until like 1991. Which is kind of cool. Mike McLaughlin drove that car. Jim Champagne drove that car. One of the Joyas drove that car. But on top of all that history, elimination and combative motorsports cars are welcome. Zach Herman's brought cars up there. David Stone. We've had Josh Decker's cars up there. James Brown's had stuff. Mike Osterhout's had stuff. We got one of the two-man extreme cars coming. We've got confirmation that's happening. There's more room. Also, if there's no cost to vend, or excuse me, not vend, no cost to set up. All you have to do is just show up that night, shoot me a message that you're coming. I'll take care of everything in terms of the show side of it. All you got to do is get there Friday night, March the 2nd. The car will be on display Saturday and Sunday, and you can pick the car up Sunday after 6 and bring it back home and get it ready for the derby season. So if it's a fresh car, if it's a pre-run car, if it's a car that's just got the glass knocked out of it, if it's a car that's completely turned inside out, one way, shape, or form, we'd love to have a whole bunch of Demolition Derby cars because it drew a ton of attention last year. It was great for the sport. And I still, Ed Brewster's going to be up here. And I think Jason Sauer's talking about making the trip up as well. So it's going to be neat. Be a chance to rub elbows a little bit, hobnob, talk some derby, use some bench racing.
And with Chris Marker.
Yeah, we'll be up there. We'll be live with Crash Course one of the days. 31st lap will be live. The final round will be live up there. Western New York Super Ride Association is going to be there. Gas Racing Series is bringing 5 or 6 cars, a bunch of drag racing cars. So it's going to be cool. I mean, it's a chance for Demolition Derby cars to be right in the center of all of the circle track stuff. It'll be it'll be neat. Love to see a couple guys bring the cars out. Shoot me a message if you got any questions on it. What do you think? Cover it all?
Fork in it, we're done.
We're good. This is going to do it for episode number 218 of the Crash Course here from the North Park Building here at Academy Square. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We're going to be back here next week with more talk about Capital City Carnage. And our, basically, that will be the two-week mark on Monday. 2 weeks from then, we will already be back from Capital City Carnage.
Hard to believe.
Hard to get your head around. We're going to see everybody again next week. Thanks for watching.
Kane's son is going sportsman racing, huh?
Yeah.
What's he running? On Steve's old Higby Fab cars?
I think he's got one of his 91 Byrashes he's going to dust off.
97 Kneisel car.
Yeah.
Jeff Kapuscher ran it.
So you know the car I'm talking about.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the one he ran at Canandaigua last year. Oh. I haven't seen him. He's been...